Thank you for that question. Okay, I mean, of course, you want to include developing countries in the transition. You cannot just left them alone. I mean, you cannot just say, okay, you're a fossil producer of crude oil and gas, and no, you have to include all of them. You have to involve them in the whole technological process. For instance, Africa, it was mentioned before in one of the previous sessions. Africa has not only oil and gas. First of all, Africa has also minerals that are vital to the transformation from fossil into renewable energy. And Africa has lots of solar power. Africa has also lots of hydropower, wind. So I think we should collaborate with developing countries, not try to lecture them or try to patronize, but to work together on the same level, I believe, organizing workshops or whatever, and involve them in your technology. I think that will bring all together. I think, you know, if countries collaborate and have all the same target, I think you can achieve much more than just to single them out and say, well, you know, the way you protect your environment is such and such. And you have only oil and gas, that's wrong. We have to include them. And I mean, a company like ours would be very happy to help and support developing countries to detect other possibilities which they have. I mean, other possibilities like minerals for battery, for instance, or also to help them to become more efficient on using in using by using solar energy or wind power, for instance. Thank you.